Johnson County might not have a reputation as a hotspot for cultivating young poets, but that's exactly what's been happening for more than a decade. Earlier this month, the Johnson County Library published the latest edition of a poetry magazine called Elementia, with work by middle school and high school students. KCUR's C.J. Janovy attended the launch party and files this report.
A couple hundred people are here in this packed auditorium at Johnson County Community College. It's been a festive evening. Hors d'oeuvres and performance art in the hallway before the main event, where teenagers read their published poems.
Glasses. I couldn't see the ocean. I couldn't see the waves. I didn't even know there were waves. Just a blue blur, like paint splattered on a blank canvas. Tripping over nothing, catching something that wasn't there. A trick of the mind it was. But now, it's clear. The water moves, the clouds have shape, and the grass blows with the wind. Placing vision on my head, getting clarity with the magic of a simple object placed on my face. My eyes were given to me.
Home. Home can be anywhere with a song, a constant melody, an extravagant sound. Warmth without sun, cold without ice. Feel any way you'd like. The song's beat replaces heartbeats, gives you strength.
That's Sadia Sidwika from Aubrey Bend Middle School. And the glasses reader before that was Ashley Decker from the Barstow School. And here's Stephen McPherson from Blue Valley Northwest High School.
Pads to protect the wrists. The mouse clicks and clicks and clicks as executables and links are opened and app pop-ups are closed. I don't care that there are hot Asian mothers in my area. The 120 millimeter cooling fans.
16 kids will read the work they've published in this 12th edition of Elementia. It's a gorgeous glossy magazine with original artwork and poetry by many more kids. Elementia is the brainchild of a Johnson County librarian named Angel Tucker. About 10 years ago, she started a monthly creative writing workshop for middle school kids.
Every month it would be in the evenings, and I would change a study room into a cafe. So I'd dim the lights, I'd pull in comfy chairs, we'd put up Christmas lights, and we just made it comfortable. And because of that, they would tell their friends, and that's how it grew.
Tucker realized they needed a platform to share their work, so she scraped together the funds to publish Elementia. The first issue had poems by 25 kids. And it took off. Tucker got more librarians involved, and they started reaching out to teachers at middle schools and high schools. This year, they had 430 submissions. About 60 made it into the magazine. A lot of them came from writers at Blue Valley Northwest. After a reading, I talked to a couple of them and their teacher, Ted Fabiano. His students call him Fob.
We've got a lot of creative kids.
Fabiano says he's surprised sometimes by their enthusiasm for poetry.
Whenever I'm introducing it to a class, I'm a little tentative, but the way kids just latch onto the language and run with it, and I look at some of the poems that these kids wrote for this magazine, and I'm just blown away.
My name is Zach Stauer. The name of my poem is Beyond the Final Umbra. It's talking about the shadow that we leave on the earth after we die.
That's sort of heavy. Stauer says he wrote the poem based on a prompt by Fabiano, a picture of a field of white crosses.
I really like thinking about legacy and what your effect can have on other people, because many times people meet others and they talk to them, but they don't necessarily understand how much of an effect they can have on other people, even in the simple gestures and the smallest nuances of a personality that somebody meets.
That level of sophistication impressed the internationally known award-winning poet Naomi Shihab Nye. The librarians dedicate each issue of Elementia to a famous poet. This year it was Shihab Nye. She came for 2 days of reading and workshops at schools, and she gave a reading at the Elementia launch party.
I have been around a while, and I don't think I've ever seen a more ambitious project where a library reaches out to so many schools, so many students, so many young artists and poets, and says, share with us. Share with the people who aren't even here tonight, who will read your words and see your work later in Elementia.
Shihab Nye says the library's program should be a model for the rest of the country. Maybe she'll spread the word. But for Johnson County librarian Angel Tucker, nurturing young writers has its own rewards.
Many, many of them have gone on to art school. Many of them have come and worked for Johnson County Library. And there's a handful that you will know someday. I mean, there's a handful that are just profound.
Back issues of Elementia are online at the Johnson County Library's website, and submissions are now open for the next edition. CJ Janovy, KCOR News.